Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Welcome to my channel. If you are an ongoing subscriber, huge thanks to my followers and to my subscribers. And if you're new and you like what you see today, please click the little subscribe button. The 3-6-9 month rule. Do you know what that is? It's a pretty good structure for knowing where you are in the flow of your new relationship, from meeting each other and seeing if you like each other, all the way to solidified partnership. So let me review what the arc is so that you can see where you are on that trajectory and you can best apply all of the right principles to make sure that your relationship is happy and healthy by knowing what happens in each segment and what you can do to make it even better. Phase number one, the first 3 months, the discovery phase. You meet somebody, you like them, they like you, it's all good. You're exploring each other's interests, the similarities and the differences. And in that manner, you also need to establish, and this is a Susan thing, but I really believe in it. You need to establish from the very beginning that you honor the ability to be honest and straightforward. Because new relationships are glitchy and there are assumptions that are made all the time. Think about it. You really like somebody and then there's a gap in the texting. What do you think? Of course you think, oh my God, okay, they met somebody new, they went back to their ex, they must not be interested anymore. So that's so easy to go there. And you don't know when you enter a new relationship who has been advised on their end to play it cool. Don't be in communication so much. I mean, that's often what they hear from their friends, to override any of that nonsense and to establish a framework from that point on all the way through your relationship. Being able to speak about what you feel and what's going on and making that safe, not only for you to communicate, but for your partner to say what they feel, what they're thinking, makes it so much easier. Even an intro statement such as, hey, you know, listen, new relationships are a little glitchy. If there's something that you've misread or you think I'm going somewhere and I'm not, or you have any questions or something has bothered you, please tell me. And if you want out, let me know. You know, no bad, no wrong, whatever, and I'll do the same. So that already alleviates any kind of discomfort, like, oh my God, how am I going to escape? Not that they necessarily want to, but you have very subtly allowed that person the ability to know that you are an adult and you can handle things and that they can speak to you honestly. And there is no getting to the 9 months and later if you can't speak honestly, because that is the key to conflict resolution. You also, in this first 3 month phase of figuring out if you like them, you want to begin to identify what you both mean by terminology, like relationship, together. What does that mean? Be specific. Are we talking monogamy or not? You have to go over these definitions. Don't assume anything. You're meeting somebody completely new. You don't know. You don't know what they mean by terminology. If they say big life, what do they mean? Backpack through the world? You just don't know. So making sure that they want what you want and that the two of you are on the same page, that is the first 3 months, okay? Second 3 months, the 6 months. This is more of a solidification, and it is, and it should be, the introduction to the community, the greater community. You should be included. They're friends. They meet your friends. This is where you're beginning to present yourself as two people that are seeing each other. This is important because you don't want to be excluded. And for those of you who are dating somebody for 3 months, but they've never taken you out, and it's all done in your bedroom or their bedroom, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about establishing a relationship where you can be together as a couple, out as a couple, seen as a couple, and interact as a couple. This is also where the relationship is deepening, and you're beginning to know more about each other. And in that, you will have your first challenges. You'll have some conflict. But because you did the right thing in phase number one and established the honesty thing, you'll be able to get through it. In phase number three, in the 9 months, you are now really defining how you are to be as a couple. You're talking about life goals. You're talking about where you want to go. Do you want to live together? You are now established and seen out in public as a couple. I want to reiterate this as though I'd even have to, but I do. If this is somebody online that you have never met, none of your friends know this person in real life, none of them, and you are in a relationship online, you are not in a relationship. You are in a scam. It does not happen that way. 0.1% could be the possibility of that, but it's, and it also, listen, this 3-6-9 month rule also doesn't apply for long distance relationships because you can't build up that momentum long distance. You need to be within the same area to be together. Just Zoom chatting or talking on the phone isn't going to do it for you. You need to be really interacting. This is for in real life, okay? So by the 9th month, they have to have been consistent. They have to have been intentional in how they are working with you. And you have to have had the communication to get through all of your challenges. If you find that these things are happening, you are clearly on your way to having tracked the progression of a healthy, happy relationship. Real love doesn't happen in a couple dates. That's infatuation. And real deep relationships don't just get congealed in a couple of months. It is the twists and turns in a relationship and how each person addresses those issues that show you if this is your person that you want to continue with. In the beginning of the first 3 months, I know you're probably going to be more interested in them wanting you. It's very normal for all of us. But these are the times you are to be asking yourself, do I want them? Are they good for me? The foundation upon which you begin sets the template for how the rest of the relationship will function. Believe me, if you haven't put in boundaries, or you haven't put in your expectations or your goals or your direction from the beginning, very hard to turn it around midstream. That's the bulk of all the consultations that I do and all the emails that I get saying that people have a problem because they never started in the same direction. So now you have the information for the 3-6-9 month rule. You'll know how to track your progress and how to plant the seeds of what you want to experience later by doing those things in real time and doing them well. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Please take a look at my homepage. Just jump on the newsletter. I don't sell your information. All I do is once a month let you know what events are going on and where I'm going to be. I travel the world and I give meet and greets and presentations throughout the world. This year, it's a month in Asia. So please take a look at that and the consultation page. I do 45 minute, 1 hour, and I also do a special in person, 3 hours. So take a look at that. And thank you for listening and best wishes for your new, wonderful, healthy relationship. Thank you.